Well, he tells us here, verse 6, "So built we the wall." We did it. "And all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." The people gave themselves to this, and they continued to build the wall. So the opposition here of ridicule, it's overcome by the people. But now they're going to move in another direction, the enemy is. And he finds out that these things won't work. So what is he going to do? Well, he's going to use another tactic, and he does here. Now, in verse 7 of chapter 4 of Nehemiah, I'm reading, "But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth." Now, this really made them angry because they saw that their ridicule and laughing at them had not stopped these people from doing this thing. And they were continuing to go on. And as a result, why, they're going to use another tactic. "And they conspired, all of them together, to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, or so, we made our prayer unto God." And here again, we have this man. Prayer is his resource and his recourse. It's watch and pray now. Will you notice? "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God." Now, what else did you do? It's wonderful today to use these pious platitudes when we back them up with something. Now, I know a great many people, they will say, "Well, we'll pray about it." Have you ever heard that given to you as an answer? You ask them to do something, they say they'll pray about it. Well, what I want to know is, what are you going to do after you pray? I asked a man when I was pastor to do something. He said, "Well, I'll pray about it." And I said, "Wait a minute. If that's your way of saying no to me, say it right now to my face and not get somebody else." But I said, "I don't think you need to pray about this. Either you can do it or you can't do it. Either you will do it or you won't do it. And which is it?" Well, he wouldn't do it, tell the truth, and he was just putting me off and enabled me then to get somebody else. And there are a great many people like that. It's just mouthing pious platitudes. And there's a great deal of that that's going on. Now, these people prayed, and that's important. Sure, you're to pray about it. But what do you do after you pray? Well, he says, "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God, and we set a watch against them day and night because of them." Now, this man Nehemiah could have uttered another very pious platitude, and that is, "Well, we're trusting the Lord. We won't do anything." That's the easy thing to do, and a great many people today doing nothing. They say, "We're trusting the Lord." Well, what are you doing about it? If you're trusting the Lord, you'll be doing something. So he knew the enemy was plotting to come against them, and what does he do? Well, he sets a watch. He's trusting God, but the way you trust God is to set a watch also.